Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Now, Debenhams workers. A union has written to the Taoiseach informing him that the Debenhams workers have rejected the Labour Court's suggestion dispute resolution between former workers and the British retail chain. The proposed document, brokered by the Labour Court's Kevin Foley, had suggested setting up a £3 million fund to provide ex-Debenhams workers with training, education, career guidance and business start-up support to try and get them back working again. Because many of them, of course, they wouldn't be spring chickens. And, you know, they need to retrain and reskill because they may have worked in Debenhams for 20 or 30 years. Years of their lives, so it's not that easy to get out and just get a job again. Workers have been shocked and deeply disappointed with the proposal, and 91% of workers voted to reject it. Mandate Trade Union Gerry Light informed Taoiseach Micheál Martin it's not the blind desire of our members to remain on picket lines during a national health emergency in the middle of winter, but they are absolutely determined to do so until they achieve what they believe to be just a fair settlement to their dispute. Now look, for those who don't know, of course, Debenham workers have been on protest stroke strike for the last 10 months. It probably goes down in history now as one of the longest protests, so stroke strikes around. 1,000 workers lost their jobs in Dublin, Cork, Galway, Limerick, Newbridge, Tralee and Waterford, and they're still out there essentially on the picket lines waiting to see what happens, or trying to force what happens. Brian Roach is a former Debenhams worker and he joins me on the line. Brian, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Noel. How are you?
Brian, where are we now? I mean, obviously this has been rejected. The £3 million fund was rejected. The million quid earlier on, that settlement was rejected as well. At the moment, you're in a situation where you get state redundancy, which is 2 weeks per every year that you've been there. That's as much as you're going to get, according to the state anyway. So where do we stand?
Well, the dispute continues. We're in kind of a limbo now. Obviously, as you've just highlighted, we had a ballot and it was rejected virtually unanimously.
About 91% of them, yeah.
Well, yeah, I say virtually, not totally. But so we got to go back to the government and see what they say. You know, a word that's been used quite a lot throughout this dispute is the word precedence, and there's been many precedents have been set throughout here. You know, I mean, Debenhams set a precedent when they took advantage of COVID in the first place to sack us all with a generic email.
There's no doubt, and we covered it extensively at the start, the way it was done was very underhand. Yeah. And it was bad form, considering most of the people who had lost their jobs were there a long time and good, loyal members of staff. But there was an argument at the time that Debenhams were financially in trouble long before COVID-19 came along.
Well, possibly, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the ground level where that we worked at, we wouldn't necessarily have known that. Like Debenhams, for example, in Dublin had 4 stores, right? If it was struggling, there could have been the potential there. If it didn't have COVID, there could have been the potential there to possibly close a number of stores, not just in Dublin, but throughout the country. But if they had taken that road, then they would have had to arbitrate, they would have had to negotiate and pay people redundancies. But in this way, this was an opportunity, and they just pulled the plug on the whole thing. And the thing about it is, Noel, what's frustrating for us is that they've been let do it. Now, I know we've had a pandemic, of course.
Which makes it, by the way, more difficult for you guys to get attention and to get the attention that you deserve, and I get that.
Yeah, because during the course of the protest, on a number of occasions, police approached people, you know, you can't be here, you can't be in this. So we've been kind of stymied all along.
And then one or two of you were arrested at one stage as well.
And I think it's fair to say, when on Taoiseach, in a seemingly, at the time, progressive move, when he appointed the mediator, a lot of people kind of got their hopes built up that this man, a very experienced man from a labour relations background, was going to sort this thing out. And as you pointed out, he came along, and the best seemingly that can be offered to everyone is a €3 million training fund. But we're already entitled to avail of existing training funds. So there's nothing special there.
Yeah, the state has existing training funds for people who are out of work. Of course, they have the Department of Social Welfare and the IDA and many others have training funds and funds there. So really, what is it, you know, Brian, that the workers are looking for? Well, firstly, they want to get their possessions back, because I believe some workers' possessions are still in the lockers in work.
Yeah, well, that's a very key point, Niall. You know, on the 23rd of March of last year, when the then government, Leo Varadkar's government, made the decision to close down non-essential retail, I personally wasn't in work that day. I was on time off. And so, like everybody, we didn't know where we were going, as it were, with COVID. We thought we'd be going back in. In actual fact, we were led to believe by the former chief executive of Debenhams in the UK that we would be going back. And then, you know, so whatever was left in our lockers on the premises, we thought we'd go back and get access to. And we never have. And throughout this whole campaign, the liquidators have stated quite categorically that they feel if they allow former staff members back onto the premises, that we're going to occupy it. And I personally...
But could they not come up with an arrangement to allow you one by one to go in?
They don't appear to. The Mandate Union have approached them and said, no, from a legalistic standpoint, we can't do anything. I know our individual... former colleagues have approached on Garda Síochána Khan about this, and there is a...
I know, I was in a similar situation many, many years ago in a nightclub that I worked in, and I used to leave my CDs there, and they went into... They were going into liquidation, and I had found out just before it happened, and flew in and got my stuff out just before I went into... So it's a very difficult situation. Yeah, but okay, but what is it, Jerry, or should I say Brian, what is it that you're actually looking for, or what is it that the workers actually want? Now, what they're entitled to at the moment by law, unfortunately, like the Cleary's workers, because we've seen this happen before, is, you know, 2 weeks statutory redundancy for every year that you've been there, which is not an awful lot of money when you've been in a place for 25 years and devoted your life to it. And particularly if you're, you know, if you're hitting 50 or 60 years of age and there's a very little opportunity of getting yourself a good job outside of that.
And again, getting back to what you're saying then and the whole retraining thing, I mean, again, I say this respectfully, I have a number of colleagues who are of a certain age that upskilling and retraining is virtually no use to them. You know, I know ageism is a thing and it's illegal or whatever, but it's there and it happens. And perhaps
so what is it, Brian, that what is it the workers would be happy with that would end this dispute within, well, you know, and make everybody reasonably happy at the end of it?
Well, getting back to precedence, okay, you know, it's been, if I can just say, the Taoiseach and last week, the Taoiseach mentioned, oh, you know, we are standing by the Debenhams workers, we gave them the statutory. We're entitled to that. You know, that's the
yeah, of course, as everybody is,
definition
by the way.
The word statutory is. So they're making it out that they've done us a favour by giving us that. We're entitled, as workers and taxpayers, we're entitled to that anyway. What people want is the 2 weeks agreed redundancy that was in place. Now, this Kevin Foley gentleman has turned around and says that agreement is no longer legally binding. There's a surprise, because all the way through this, everything has been stacked in favour of Debenhams and not us. You know,
and to remind people, by the way, Debenhams is still open in the UK and they still trade online as well. So so it's not as if the company aren't making
money. They're not trading online here.
Oh, they're finished trading online.
I think maybe perhaps part of it was in back then was kind of the way Brexit has worked out as well. But you can go to Derry, you can go to Newry, you can go to Belfast when the shops reopen and shop with them, no problem. Mm. But talking about precedence, if the government can find 3 million somehow, and as you pointed out also, the liquidators stated in late summer there was €1 million there, despite the fact that they're allegedly getting a fee of 4.6 million for this process. You know, we're not intractable here. You know,
the argument is, Brian, and I agree with you, by the way, I believe the workers should be looked after, but the other argument is, and there's many other companies, and you were just representative of many people who have lost their jobs during COVID-19 in these kind of situations, right? And there are other outlets, as you well know, that closed down in a similar fashion during the COVID-19 and used this as an opportunity to abuse their workers. But the argument is, if the government turn around and say, well, okay, let's make a fund of 3 million available, we'll split it up amongst 1,000 workers or whatever it happens to be, give them an extra few weeks redundancy, that sets a precedent as well, that everybody else in that same situation from now and going forward says, well, hold on, Debenhams got it, why can't we have it as well? And is that the problem for the state?
No, I mean, do you not agree, though, that, I mean, we're living in unprecedented times, right? The government were faced, the government were faced with this. You know, I feel, that the government have a degree of responsibility towards us because they gave this company the platform to do what they want. And I think there's potentially other unscrupulous employers out there waiting to do the same.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they already, and some already have.
It goes back to Cleary's, you know, this Duffy Cahill report. It's been fudged around and sat on the fence. And aside from the benefits, as it were, to what the Debenhams workers are looking for, this is a watershed moment. You know, we see, you know, the classic, to use the English parlance, that the high street retail, that's virtually dead in its knees. So there's potentially a lot of other workers in retail looking down the same barrel of the same gun as that we are, who they're just turning around, oh, we're finished trading, we can't this, we can't that, and everybody's out on their ear. And this is what we're fighting for. It's not just about money in your pocket or redundancy. And I'd like to make that point now. It's predominantly women, Niall, as you know.
I know, yeah.
Elderly, middle-aged, who are out in all areas.
Who worked in Roche stores and then Debenhams, of course, because they were taken over.
Yeah, I mean, I've got two female colleagues, and in the particular shopping centre that we worked in, they're 30 years each working there. You know, and this could be, in going forward, this could be anyone's mother, anyone's sister, anyone's aunt. Put in this position.
And by the way, can I point out, there was also families that worked there. There was mothers
course,
and daughters and everything
absolutely.
Else.
Absolutely. I mean, it was the same in the store I was in and virtually around the country. So, you know, what we're trying to do is get what we feel is our
job. And I don't deny you that. For a minute, Brian, I don't deny you that. But I do equally understand the position that the government are in. They're in a difficult position because that is, as you say, the statutory redundancy is 2 weeks. And if the government changed that for one set of workers, it becomes a problem in the future. And I get what you're saying under these extreme circumstances. We're not living in normal times. I get all that as well. But I think there's difficulties legally in doing that.
Well, naturally there is because, I mean, we've established that this is somebody coined the phrase a tactical insolvency. But can I say, in relation to the statutory redundancy, you know, Micheál Martin didn't put his own hand in his own pocket, have a whip round with Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. You know, when the sale of the stock is concluded, the first people in line, the main preferential creditors, is going to be the government, is revenue.
The revenue commissioners. Well, that's always the case,
yeah. So whatever they gave us, they're going to get it back to either fully or to a certain degree.
No, and I get that. And by the way, that's always the case when it comes to liquidation or insolvency, that the revenue are always the first people to be paid, unless somebody else has a judgment ahead of the revenue, which wouldn't be the case in your case. But Brian, I do wish you well, and I wish the workers well, and I do hope this gets resolved, because I don't like to see anybody in the situation and being abused the way you guys have been abused over the last 10 months. Are you planning on staying? Well, you're going to keep protesting until this is resolved.
Oh, yeah, I mean, we're going to keep protesting. I mean, in a sense, I mean, here we are now in 2021. As far as industrial relations have been concerned, it would be 1921 or 1821, such as the level of power that that employers have over unions, it would seem, and over the workers. So the dispute continues. Where we go from here, obviously the government have to come back. They know that we rejected the vote.
And just get to kind of wait and see. And by the way, keep up the funny videos, Brian, by the way. Yes. Keep up the fight. I saw the video of you suggesting that you were going to drill a tunnel into one of the shops.
That's okay. Yeah, I didn't see that really. Okay. Yeah, just a little bit. You know, if you don't laugh, you'll cry.
That's it. Absolutely. Keep the spirits up, Brian, and to all the workers of Debenhams and all the other companies, by the way, who have lost their jobs during COVID-19 on these unprecedented times, as Brian rightly points out. I wish you all the best, and I hope you get what you're looking for. Listen, thank you very much indeed.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.